Mohawk Valley Living podcast presented by the Cooper Group. Thousands of vehicles are available online now at coopergroup.com.
We say that we're so happy to be with us tonight. And so I'd like to have you welcome Mr. Len Carey.
Thank you so much. I've had a wonderful dinner with about 40 of your finest members of the audience. I started in a theater exactly like this in the Midwest of Canada about 45 years ago. So this kind of theater and the reliance upon the community is something that I'm acutely aware of. Our theater became a professional theater after about 2 years of being an amateur theater. But nevertheless, it was a struggle all the way. And we had, once we became a professional theater, we really became the prototype for all regional theaters in North America. I'm speaking of the Manitoba Theater Center in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. John Hirsch was the founder, and I was once the artistic director of that theater. So this kind of connection to the community was something that I've always been aware of. And when Peter and Dan and Vince asked me to come, I realized what the significance of the Players of Utica was, I said, absolutely, I'll be there. You're about to see one of the genius works of the American musical theater. I had the great pleasure of doing two musicals originally with Mr. Sondheim, A Little Night Music and Sweeney Todd, both directed by Harold Prince. And I remember I was in Canada, I'd taken over and become the artistic director of the Manitoba Theatre Center in 1975. And I was going to do a production of Company. And I wrote to Mr. Prince, actually I called him on the phone, and I said, would you send me your prompt script of Company, because I don't want to use the normal standard Frenchman. And he said, yeah, sure, okay. He said, oh, by the way, Stephen has written a musical for you. I said, by the way. He said, it's a little strange. It's called Sweeney Todd the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. And I said, oh, okay. I'll include it in the package. So when I first read it, I was in the middle of doing obviously other things, and I thought, these guys have lost their minds. There's no way they can make music about this thing. Then on the weekend, I sat down and read it seriously and thought, you know what? If he writes a really romantic score, maybe he's got a shot, which of course is exactly what he did. And so, a couple of years later, after we'd done the film of A Little Night Music, Stephen finally, we were going to do the production of Sweeney Todd on stage. And I had gotten work in Canada, up in Alberta, doing a film, and I was going to miss the first week that we have with our conductor. When it's just the principals and the conductor working on the score, before the rest of the company joins and we go into full rehearsal. And I was going to miss that, so I asked Mr. Sondheim if I could take what music he had written with me so I could, you know, have a jump on it and I wouldn't be behind. And he said, okay, come over to the house Thursday morning. And I came over and I went into his room where the piano was, where he does his composing. And I was in the inner sanctum, honestly. And I perceived that he was a little nervous. And of course, he was, you know, playing it for somebody virtually for the first time, who he really didn't know that well. Anyway, he said, starting at the beginning, he said, do you know the Catholic Mass for the dead? And I said, well, yes, as a matter of fact, I said, the name is Carey, it's French, I'm a French-Irish Catholic. There's an altar boy. He said, I know it very well. And he said, what is it? And I said, Dies Irae, Dies Irae. And he said, stop right there. And I said, okay. And he played, Attend the Tale of Sweeney Todd. And I looked at him, I said, I don't get it. He said, it's Dies Irae backwards. So I went, whoa, this man is serious. So you're going to see, in fact, the very first thing that you'll hear is Attend the Tale of Sweeney Todd, vocally. So without further ado,